Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Our own Tiki Barber on the call this weekend, the Colts and the Jets.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber
from MetLife Stadium. And I got to tell you, yesterday we did a lot about AFC, NFC East rivalry games. The Colts and Jets have played some doozies, memorable games.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go down memory road here with the 5 most memorable Colts-Jets games of all time. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Week 16, 2009. Jets 29, Colts 15. The Colts lay down their swords at halftime, resting the starters, allowing beep, 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 beep,
who,
the Jets to back into the playoffs.
Who was the quarterback? Trivia question. This guy lives in my brain forever. Who was the random quarterback who replaced Peyton Manning in that game that allowed the Jets to come back, beat the Colts that day, eventually make the playoffs? Does anybody know?
Was it Jim Sorgi?
It was not Jim Sorgi. Tiki.
That was the one I was thinking of, too.
Oh, Jim Sorgi, I know.
Just a random name.
I got it.
Well, are you going to let Tiki try to guess? Or
sure.
No, I don't know.
He does not know. Okay.
Sorry.
You want to let Tommy guess, or does he not count?
Do you count, Tommy?
I count. I just don't really even have a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Curtis Painter.
Nailed it.
Bang.
The immortal Curtis Painter.
I used to have a thing for backup quarterbacks. I used to be able to recite them all.
That is it's impressive. The only reason I know Curtis Painter is because of the game. Because that was, he's right, a very famous game in Jet history. And it bothers me that they didn't get the revenge. Or not the revenge, but they didn't get to seal the deal. I'm sure this game's on the list. The AFC title game. A few weeks later, because it would have been the perfect symmetry of you allowed us into this world and we took you out. Unfortunately, yeah. It was the opposite.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
January 8th, 2011. The Jets beat the Colts in the playoffs 17-16 after giving up the lead late. Nick Folk kicks a field goal as time expires. This game, by the way, a very fun wild card Saturday, was the nightcap to the Beastquake game where the Seahawks upset the Saints.
So the Jets won this game because they got a huge kick return, which set up the Nick Folk game-winning field goal. That kick return came from Antonio Cromartie, and it changed everything. And it set up Mark Sanchez for that drive, and that was a game I'll never forget because Beningo and I not only went, we did a day trip. We did a Saturday show from WFAN, okay? Got on a private jet with one of our coworkers.
Oh.
Any idea which coworker would at the time have a private jet?
Schmoomer Schmishmeyerson?
That's right.
Definitely Boomer.
Schmoomer Schmishmeyerson. What a great guy he is.
Yeah.
He's mean sometimes, but he's a great dude. We get on this private plane. We go to Indianapolis. Beningo and I see the game. Game ends, we're pumped up, we go right back on Boomer's plane and come back. We're at Teterboro by like a reasonable time, and Joe Beningo said, bro, if we went to MetLife, it would have taken longer, bro. This is the freaking life. And Boomer was very modest. I don't think he cares anymore, but modest at the time. So he's like, don't talk about this on the air. Don't talk about this. And
wow.
We were like, okay. But all these years later, I think we could talk about it.
Very good
Thank
job.
Thank you, Boomer Esiason. And that was, honestly, that was freaking awesome. It was a great experience. It was an awesome playoff game. And it's ruined me flying for the rest of my life. Because how can you fly on anything else after you do that?
Yeah. And let's be honest, if you didn't have the private jet, him and Joe were driving. So there's no doubt about it.
Good point.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Speaking of great experiences, here's another one for Evan. January 24th, 2010, the AFC Championship game. After backing into the postseason, the Jets get a little taste of
They didn't back into the postseason. They didn't back, bro. They didn't back into the postseason. They got a break because the Colts laid down. They won their games to make the playoffs. So stop with that.
9-7 would have been 8-8. Jets get whacked up 30-17, ending all Super Bowl hopes. Very big moment. Of course, this leads to the Saints Colts memorable Super Bowl.
Well, first of all, they didn't get whacked. They led at halftime.
Well, the game is a 2-score game.
Did they lead at halftime?
Yes.
Okay, Austin Colley, that touchdown right at the end of the half. I mean, within a...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Center meter of that ball being knocked down. And this being a completely different game, maybe 17-6 or 17-9 at the half.
Nobody remembers the details.
No.
Okay, well, I do, and I'm reminding everybody.
Well, we remember a little bit. Colley went and played fetch.
Okay. They. All right, just continue.
Here it comes.
Number two.
Oh, I love my life. January 4th, 2003. The last home Jets playoff game. The answer yesterday to our IQ trivia question. The Jets beat Peyton Manning's punk ass 41-0 at
Giants
Stadium.
Some may say the most famous 41-0 game in Giants Stadium history.
It's not. It's the second.
Some may say that, though.
Yeah. Mm. You know what?
You all right over there, Teague?
Yeah.
Do they call it 41 Donut in Indianapolis?
No, they don't, unfortunately. Yeah. They don't even remember it existed.
Exactly, because they had too much success afterwards. Yeah. Minnesota, on the other hand.
Good call.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I was just trying to be a jerk. Let me be a jerk once in a while.
All right.
Number one.
I got to tell you, you nailed this list. This is that you actually did a really good job, and you didn't even troll, so good job.
I'm not a troll. I give you the truth and the facts.
Okay.
Okay, number one. I take you back to 1993, 6-3 overtime win.
No, you just screwed up the list. What the hell just happened here?
6-3.
Yeah, it was an amazing game. You don't remember this?
No. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
you screwed up the list.
No,
I'm going to let you finish and then I'll correct you. Go ahead.
All right,
just finish.
Because Evan's gullible. Number one is of course the guarantee Super Bowl from Joe
Namath. Gullible.
They did have a 6-3 game though in '93 that went to overtime.
I mean, you scared the crap out of me. I'm preemptively congratulating you on a great list, and then you're bringing up a random game.
I wasn't about to do that until you gave me too much credit for not being a troll. So there you go. Now I had to go back to it.
Well, you want
to
finish it?
Super Bowl, the guarantee. What more is there to say? Joe Namath, the guarantee. Obviously, the one Lombardi that sits in Florham Park is from this day. Jets coach, can't tell a history of football without it.
I would tell everybody to do this. I don't know if you've done this, Tiggy, but you should. Watch the game. Have you ever seen Super Bowl III?
No, I haven't. But I know the Jets in their victory. It's the largest playoff upset in NFL history.
18-point underdog.
Yes.
The reason I say to watch it is because, and I think you'll appreciate this more than even me, I went back and watched it, and I was disgusted by how ugly the football was, how just bad it was. Like, Lou Michaels, the kicker, missed like a 25-yard field goal.
Why would I go back and watch it then?
As someone who played the game, I think you would get like, oh
from
my
a
God.
Historical perspective?
I think from a historical perspective, and I think you'd watch this and be like, oh my God, I'm better than everybody on the field.
That's a great segment. Tiki rips apart the all 22 of Super Bowl III.
I mean, Earl Morrill, who you throwing to? I think you should.
I don't even know where I'd find that. Is it on like YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, I've seen it on YouTube.
And I believe it's pieced together from multiple broadcasts. That's the way they had to put it back together on YouTube.
Yeah, so what I tried to do, you think I'm a geek teak before? Uh-huh. Wait for this. But I think you're going to appreciate this because this is football geekdom. I was on an urge or a mission to watch every Super Bowl ever. I want to see every one of them. I've already seen the ones I was alive for. I want to go back and watch them. So I went through 1 through 10. And a lot of them are not there. A lot of them are highlights or right. It's like a story. Yeah. But some of them are there.
And Start to finish.
Start to finish.
Wow.
And I did this. It was years ago. So my memory on each game is not as good as when I first did it. But I did write down notes from each game. Like things I wanted to remind myself if I ever talked about this ever again. And it's such an education, bro. Because it's such a different sport. It's not the same sport in any way, but it's awesome.
But they were violent. I mean, they hit you hard. Oh, like, they hit each other hard.
Tiki, they were more violent.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes, yes. When I say different sport, I don't mean it in any kind of disrespectful terms either.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, some of the games are ugly. Like, Super Bowl III was an ugly game. That's not even that the sport was ugly. That game was ugly. But the violence, the hitting, and then also, like, not having replay. Don Maynard made a catch. I sound like Beningo right now. Don Maynard made a catch in the AFL championship game that year that I have this video saved somewhere that's, like, not a catch. And I've watched it a million times, and I'm like, oh, my God, in 2024, this would be, like, ripped apart.
So it's not a catch because he doesn't catch the ball, or is it because he catches and it goes to the ground and it fumbles, or, like, why is it not a catch?
So I'm going to find this. I have this saved on my phone, and by the end of the show, I'll get it to you so you can break it down on air. But I think it's because he never had control of it, and then, like, immediately the ball's, like, he throws it away. It was very strange.
So you're saying if replay existed, the Jets never even get to Super Bowl III?
I didn't say that. Because I'm sure there are a lot of other plays.
I actually am fascinated with that. I think so much of history has changed if we had replay.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true in general.
Yeah. Like, how many champions would not exist today if replay had changed?
No, I mean, Yankees, Orioles in 96.
Yeah.
Like, that Jeffrey Mayer thing gets reversed.
There you go.
Why wouldn't I?
I'm talking about football. Yankees might have still won that series. Football's one game shot. You know, something alters that game. It's over.
Why was that such a bad example?
Just felt like a little trolly from you.
That wasn't trolly.
I expect better from you.
This guy's too much. I will find that video for you. Right. But either way, rewatch old Super Bowls. Yeah. They're cool. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, good Cinco today, huh?
Yeah, I think that was a good Cinco.
All right, good week.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.